Random House Audio presents Neptune's Inferno, The U.S. Navy at Guadalcanal, by James D. Hornfisher. Read for you by Robertson Dean. In memory, Charles D. Grojean, Rear Admiral, United States Navy, 1923-2008, sailor, leader, teacher. Never have the gods of all the tribes put upon the seas such monsters as man now sends over them. Their steel bowels, grinding and rumbling below the splash of the sea, are fed on quarried rock. Their arteries are steel, their nerves copper, their blood red and blue flames. With the prescience of the supernatural, they peer into space. Their voices scream through gales, and they whisper together over 1,000 miles of sea. They reach out and destroy that which the eye of man cannot perceive. But all this terribleness will vanish, returning again to the inanimate, whenever the capacity and vigor of the guiding mind deteriorates or is worn down by the years that have stolen away the quick grasp of youth. Homer Lee, The Valor of Ignorance, 1909. Prologue. 82 ships. On Friday, August 7th, 1942, 82 U.S. Navy ships, manned by 40,000 sailors, shepherding a force of 16,000 U.S. Marines, reached their destination in a remote southern ocean and spent the next 100 days immersed in a curriculum of cruel and timeless lessons. No.